Our reading on Thoth will have to leave for a future show. Look forward to that. It's a very interesting, I thought, set of observations. Have I mentioned that the Power Guys plan and that to use Prince's singular honesty against him has been their obsession? And no one even slightly cozy with his lyrics can leave that embrace without a sense that one has just experienced the rare pleasure of being with someone dangerously honest. I recall what felt like a stunned silence following Prince's implied question to the audience in one of the interview excerpts from, I believe, 2004. Do you want people in power in charge of us? This is what he said, and these interview excerpts are posted both with the audio for these shows and on the Rainbow Children page. Asked if he was optimistic about the future of humanity, he replied, "Absolutely. Anytime you get people like this together and you just sit down and you talk about things, what we all seem to come up with is that we are all one people. A lot of the divisions are taught to us, and I think it's taught to us for a reason, because ultimately it keeps us apart, and it keeps the people in power in charge of us. So ultimately, we're going to have to learn how to be together and become one people." Unquote from Prince. The power play discredit a threat obviously didn't begin with its use against Prince. Once we're free, perhaps someone will track down the earliest use of it to amaze the children at the degree of duplicity class engendered and at the universe-high length of time we allowed ourselves to be trapped in it. But the scale and scope of the threat posed by Prince required he be recast completely. The true, and I'm speaking, of course, once they have eliminated him. Although they started, obviously, before that. The suppression of Prince and the recasting of Prince were ongoing throughout his life. The scope of the threat Prince posed required he be recast completely. The true picture of honesty his music and words give must be from the perspective of power inverted to make him seem in our eyes someone fundamentally dishonest and debilitated. In a reality constructed by a band of brigands who we've been calling Plato's tribesmen, who have flooded our world with false folks. And admittedly, we are all struggling with deconstructing fascism in us. But I'm referring here to people paid specifically to be false, paid to consciously implement the political purposes of power. We can only know each other by our solidly affirmative acts, those acts that take a clear stance on furthering the cause of freedom, freedom as we've been defining it here. No force in our global society, the end of necessity in our interrelations. Tell me a more solidly affirmative for freedom song for women than Cream. That it was released in 1991 is astonishing to me. It would be interesting to compare it with other songs released to a wide audience around that time. And even looking around us right now, can you give me the title of a song written and sung by a man that is telling women to get on top? You just don't hear it. We know each other by our acts and their effects. I am trying to provide here a context for us to discuss this. Quote, Wendy Melvoin takes a different view than her former flame, Lisa Coleman, believing that the women in Purple Rain are indicative of a more troubling part of Prince's personality. Quote from Wendy Melvoin, he's mean when it comes to what he is in a relationship to a woman, she says. He may seem like he glorifies and exalts them and puts them on a pedestal, but it couldn't be further from the truth. He is so debilitated by the idea of true intimacy that he needs to be in complete control. And it has been consistent with every female long-term relationship he's ever had. And that's a quote from Wendy Melvoin that is quoted in Alan Light's book, Let's Go Crazy, Prince and the Making of Purple Rain from 2014. And that book was excerpted in a just released around May, where I'm recording here, around May 2017, this is the end of April, Time Commemorative Edition magazine. In this same excerpt, we read, quote, when the movie was screened for a New York University class that drummer and roots band leader Questlove was instructing in 2014, gasps and cries of, oh my God, were audible during the sequence in which the Morris Day character orders his associate Jerome to punish a woman screaming at him for standing her up for a date by picking her up and dumping her in a dumpster. Unquote. But there were no gasps at this scene when I saw the movie in a theater in 1984. From where I sat, it was an accurate depiction. Women were and still are just less openly treated like this. Prince is accused of promoting a casual misogyny. And perhaps unfairly to Prince, we're going to set aside that he didn't write or direct Purple Rain, because despite his being only 26 and needing, for multiple reasons which we've discussed but which require elaboration, needing to establish himself on a high hill, i.e. needing this film, needing to reach a wide audience. We don't get prophets more powerful than Prince, and I believe even at 26, he would alter something with which he strongly disagreed, and assume, therefore, that he agreed with the scene's inclusion. Prince is accused of promoting a casual misogyny, citing, quote, the depiction of the kid's mother, he's referred to in the film as the kid. Quote, the depiction of the kid's mother as a victim of abuse, and of course the lingerie-based female wardrobe, unquote. But there is no doubt in my mind that Prince took this advice of Shakespeare's about the theater to heart. Be not too tame, but let your discretion be your tutor. Suit the action to the word to the action, with this special observance, that you o'erstep not the modesty of nature, for anything so overdone is from the purpose of playing, whose end, both at the first and now, was and is to hold, as 'twere, the mirror up to nature, to show virtue her own feature, scorn her own image, and the very age and body of the time his form and pressure. Unquote from Shakespeare's Hamlet. Young people today, and how much we owe Prince for proving Shakespeare's maxim and moving us forward to address an absence, a silence, something observed but not discussed. For instance, when I read in this excerpt that the fact, quote, that the fact that Wendy Melvoin and Lisa Coleman were in a relationship was kept secret, even when the couple left the Revolution in 1986, and christened themselves Wendy and Lisa, unquote. I thought, who's he kidding? The opening to the song Computer Blue blasted that truth into everyone's awareness in true Prince style. Elegant, precise, uncomplicated, honest. Wendy, yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin? Yes, Lisa.